All right, so we're talking quantum computing. And everyone's saying it's the next big thing, going to revolutionize everything. But what we're interested in today is how it's going to impact, well, how secure our data is.
Right. I mean, that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you hear about these quantum computers that'll be able to crack codes in like minutes, stuff that would take regular computers, years, maybe even centuries.
Yeah, exactly. That's the kind of leap in power we're talking about.
And that means all our online stuff, financial records, health data, all that's suddenly up for grabs.
That's the fear, right? That someone could just, grab all this encrypted data now, and then when these quantum computers are finally ready, they just bam, decrypt it all.
So you're talking about that harvest now, decrypt later strategy, right? Pretty scary stuff.
It is. It's a real threat. And that's why, you've got companies like Quantinuum and IBM. They're really stepping up to create solutions, ways to protect against this.
And that's what we're diving into today, right? How the tech world is fighting back against this quantum apocalypse.
You could call it that, yeah.
So first off, maybe we should break down, like, how does a quantum computer even crack encryption? What's the magic trick there?
Well, it's not really magic, although it might seem like it.
Right, of course. But it's pretty complicated stuff.
Yeah, it is. But okay, imagine a lock, right? A
Yeah.
really complex combination lock.
Okay, got it.
Now, a normal computer trying to crack that lock, it has to go through each combination one by one until it finds the right one.
Right, like brute force, just trying every possible number.
Exactly. But a quantum computer, it's different. It uses these things called qubits, and they can be in multiple states at the same time. So it's like the quantum computer is trying all the combinations at once.
Whoa, okay, so it's not going one by one. It's like it has millions of hands trying every combination simultaneously.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. And there's this algorithm, Shor's algorithm, that's specifically designed for this kind of code breaking. It's like a master key for quantum computers.
Okay, so that's how they do it. So let's talk solutions. You mentioned Quantinuum before. They've got this quantum origin platform, right? What is that exactly?
Right, so quantum origin, it's basically a system for creating encryption keys, but these keys are generated using quantum processes.
So they're using the power of quantum to fight quantum, kind of like a judo move.
Yeah, you could say that. The idea is that these quantum generated keys, they're just inherently much harder to crack, even for a quantum computer.
So they're like super unpredictable or something.
Exactly. They're based on like the randomness of quantum mechanics, which is, it's pretty much the most random thing we know of.
Okay, so that sounds promising. But like, can these new keys work with, the systems we have now? Companies can't just like scrap all their existing infrastructure.
No, of course not. And that's actually one of the big selling points of quantum origin. It's designed to be compatible with existing systems, so you can, integrate it without having to do a complete overhaul.
Okay, so it's like a bridge to the future, kind of. You can start using it now, and then as quantum computing becomes more, widespread, you're already protected.
Exactly. It's about being prepared.
Makes sense. Now, what about IBM? What's their approach to this whole thing?
So IBM, they're really focused on, practical solutions, how to actually implement this stuff in the real world. They've got this huge database system, DB2, that a lot of businesses use.
DB2, that's like a data storage thing, right?
Yeah, you can think of it as like a giant library for all sorts of data.
Hmm.
And IBM, they're working on upgrading DB2 to be quantum resistant. They're using these new post-quantum cryptography algorithms.
Like, what kind of algorithms are we talking about?
So there are a few different ones, but two of the, I guess, most promising ones are called Kyber and Dilithium.
Okay, those sound pretty sci-fi. How do they work in a, simplified way?
Well, it's all about creating mathematical problems that are really, really hard for even a quantum computer to solve. You can think of it as like building a maze, but the paths in the maze are constantly shifting.
So even if a quantum computer could like try all the paths at once, it would still get lost because the maze keeps changing.
Exactly. It's like trying to hit a moving target.
Clever. So we've got Quantinuum with their quantum keys. We've got IBM working on these, super complex algorithms. Seems like there's a lot of different approaches here.
Yeah, there is. And that's where, organizations like NIST come in, the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
Right, NIST. What's their role in all this?
Well, they're working on developing standards for post-quantum cryptography because, if everyone's using their own unique systems, it's going to be a mess.
Like, everyone's speaking a different language, basically.
Exactly. So NIST is trying to create a common language, a set of standards that everyone can follow. So, you know, we can have a unified approach to quantum security.
Okay, so NIST is like the referee, making sure everyone's playing by the same rules.
That's a good analogy, yeah.
So, you know, we've covered a lot of ground here. For our listeners out there, especially, you know, businesses, what's the key takeaway here? What should they be doing, like, right now to prepare for all this?
Well, I think the most important thing is to, you know, start taking this seriously. Don't panic, but don't ignore it either. And there are a few things you can do. First, you know, assess your current systems, figure out where your vulnerabilities are.
So, like, where are the weak points? Where could a quantum computer, you know, really do some damage?
Right. Then, you know, start looking into how you can transition to quantum safe algorithms. This might mean, you know, working with providers like Quantinuum or IBM, or, you know, exploring other solutions that are out there.
And I guess keep learning about this stuff, right? Because it's changing so fast.
Absolutely. Stay informed. This is a rapidly evolving field. So, you know, what's cutting edge today might be obsolete tomorrow. You got to keep up.
Right. Well, this has been a pretty fascinating dive into the world of, well, quantum security.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the main takeaway is that this is coming, whether we like it or not.
It is. And it's going to change a lot of things.
Yeah. And I think, you know, as we all start to grapple with this, there are some bigger questions that we need to think about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this technology, it's incredibly powerful. And with great power comes, well, you know, the rest.
Great responsibility. Yeah. So it's not just about the technical stuff. It's about the ethical implications, too.
Right. And I think that's something that, you know, everyone needs to be thinking about, not just the scientists and the engineers, but, you know, everyone.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, I think we'll wrap things up. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the quantum world.
It's been a pleasure. And to our listeners, you know, keep exploring, keep asking questions. This is just the beginning.
And who knows what the future holds. But one thing's for sure, it's going to be a wild ride. So buckle up. And thanks for listening.
Until next time.
See ya.